This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. Joe Biden, U.S. President Joe Biden, plans several stops during his first visit to Asia as U.S. president later this year. A senior administration official told Reuters news agency that the trip will include a summit in Japan with three key allies from the region. The official, who spoke on condition of anonymity on Wednesday, declined to give details of the other stops in the region. Biden has vowed to make Asia a priority as it seeks to push back against China's expanding power and influence. A person familiar with the matter told Reuters that the trip could be in May. That person said concerns over China and North Korea would top the agenda. The U.S. Defense Department said Wednesday it's deploying advanced fighter aircraft to the United Arab Emirates to help protect the country against a threat posed by Yemen's Iran-allied Houthi rebels. The Pentagon said the U.S. Defense Secretary told the Crown Prince of UAE about the aircraft in a phone conversation Tuesday. The U.S. will also send the USS Cole. It's a guided missile destroyer. It will assist the UAE Navy. Yemen's Houthi rebels recently launched three missile attacks on the UAE, including a foiled attempt targeting a base that hosts U.S. forces. The Houthi movement, which is fighting a Saudi-led coalition in Yemen that includes the United Arab Emirates, has claimed responsibility for the attacks. And the U.S. Treasury Department this week reported the total national debt of the United States has surpassed $30 trillion for the first time in history. The new figure makes the U.S. one of the most heavily indebted nations in the world, and a great deal of the growth of that debt came from the pandemic. This is VOA News. Workers in a flour mill in Ethiopia were the most recent victims of the weaponized drones that have become a key tool of combat in the Ethiopian civil war. The 17 victims, mostly women, were killed on January 10th in the Tigray region as they gathered to grind grain. Witnesses say the unmanned aerial vehicles floated above the mill and then attacked by dropping bombs. The United Nations says since the start of 2022, at least 108 civilians have been killed as a result of Ethiopian Air Force attacks in the Tigray region. The UN said some attacks targeted camps for refugees and displaced people. Other African countries, including Nigeria, have weaponized drones, and foreign powers, including the United States and France, have conducted drone strikes on African soil against suspected terrorists. Experts believe their use in the Ethiopian civil war goes a step further and may set off an arms race with other countries seeking to acquire the technology. Pakistan's military said Wednesday that terrorists had assaulted two of its bases in southwestern Baluchistan province. At least one soldier and four attackers died in the ensuing gun battles. A separatist militant group known as Baluch Liberation Army, or BLA, took responsibility for the raids. The BLA claimed that its so-called suicide squad stormed the two camps and inflicted heavy casualties on Pakistani military forces. The authenticity of the militant claim could not immediately be verified from independent sources. Wednesday's militant attacks came a week after dozens of heavily armed separatists linked to another outlawed separatist group known as Baluchistan Liberation Front assaulted a military post in the province's Kerch district. That attack killed 10 Pakistani soldiers and one of the attackers. In Afghanistan, the Taliban has released two journalists working for a local news channel. The two were arrested 2 days ago, triggering domestic and international criticism. The head of the private Ariana News TV confirmed Wednesday that Waris Hazrat and Aslam Hijab had been released. The journalists were detained by Taliban forces on Monday while they were leaving their office in Kabul for lunch. The reason for their detention was unclear. And a new Gallup poll indicates 94% of Afghans rate their quality of life as poor enough to describe themselves as suffering after decades of war and poverty. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.